What does the Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem mean, and what does it not mean? And why do we essentially renounce our citizenship in the sense of the word that carries with it the responsibility for self-governance when we refuse the pledge or the anthem? First, what the pledge or anthem is not about. It is not directly about honoring the military or those who gave their lives for our country. It is not reverence of an object such as a cloth flag. That's idolatry. And it's not even about simple love of country. There are patriotic people who love murderous, brutal, anti-freedom countries to which they belong. Saying the Pledge of Allegiance and respecting what the flag stands for and standing for the national anthem is a public pronouncement of citizenship, a public affirmation and recognition of your agreed participation in a social compact that is at the root of the country. The compact is this, that we are one nation and no matter our differences, even when extreme, we pledge to each other to debate and settle those differences inside the prescribed boundaries, the systems and institutions of a peaceful republic. When you refuse to honor the anthem or pledge, which are politically and issue neutral, you are publicly saying that you're taking your argument and issue, your disagreements and disappointments, outside of the self-correcting peaceful process of democracy and republican systems that bind us together. You're essentially renouncing the responsibility of a citizen. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.